For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. Homelessness is a serious problem all across America. In Houston, America's fourth largest city, there are fewer than 3,000 public housing units, while tens of thousands of Houstonians must sleep on the streets, in the parks, or wherever they can find, like so many stray dogs. Ask the politicians why they don't build more affordable housing, and they'll tell you there's no money. It's just too expensive. But wait. Thanks to the drug war, tax money for new accommodations is flowing freely. And what accommodations! $70,000 each, with an additional $25,000 a year set aside for services, maintenance, and board. And there are 1,725 of these units being built each week. Now, normally, being a young black male would be a disadvantage in the competition for housing, but studies have shown that, all else being equal, a young black man is 48 times as likely as his white counterpart to get into one. And applying couldn't be easier. Just go on down to your local police station. If you don't know where it is, don't worry. They'll come to you. No credit, no down payment, no problem. If you have even a minute amount of pot, pills, or powder, you're pre-approved. Even though money for college is drying up, and business loans are few and far between, thanks to the prison industrial complex and the war on drugs, you never have to worry about finding a place to stay. Ain't it a shame? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
No lectures or sermons today. Just a quick thank you to all Americans. Over the past 90 years, you have voted overwhelmingly to empower the government to continue to fight the drug war. The drug warriors can do what they do only because you demand it. If you didn't, they would have heard from you by now. The government does what the voice of the majority says. That's democracy. That's freedom. So here's the 90 more years of you getting exactly what you asked for.
Let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring. This is what you want.
Let the whole world know that today.
Piss in this cup, boy. Suffer and learn. Oh, yeah. 90 more years. Let the guilty pay. On behalf of the DEA, all the drug warriors, and all of the piss testers, thank you, America. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.